advocates. The governor says the laws will help people with legitimate disabilities find parking spaces, and he says the laws will fight fraud across Illinois. One measure increases the initial fine for misusing a disability license plate or parking decal from $500 to $600. It also imposes a $1,000 fine on any health care provider who knowingly falsifies the certification that allows someone to get a disability plate or parking decal. The second bill establishes a minimum fine of $2,500 for anyone who improperly uses a dead person's handicap placard. Both laws are effective January 1st. Illinois election officials today are expected to boot four presidential candidates from the November ballot. Sam Hudzik has this report.
In Illinois, candidates for president are supposed to get 25,000 valid signatures, but the Socialist Party's candidate managed just one signature. It belonged to Art Kazar of Forest Park. Kazar was also responsible for filing the paperwork for the Socialists.
Now, some people have said, why didn't you get more signatures, you know? Well, it doesn't really matter if you file the petition with 1, 200, 3,000, or 24,000 signatures. If you're challenged, you don't have enough.
Kazar had hoped no one would challenge the Socialist Party's filing, but a lawyer aligned with the Green Party did file an objection. He also objected to an independent presidential hopeful and candidates who filed under the Constitution Party and the Together Enhancing America Party. They will all likely be removed from the ballot by the state election board. That will leave Illinois voters with four presidential choices, nominees from the Green, Libertarian, and of course, Democratic and Republican parties. I'm Sam Hudzik.
A newspaper's analysis of the latest wave of I-STEP scores shows that private Indiana schools that accepted voucher students last year saw their passing rates fall. The Journal-Gazette of Fort Wayne reports that it analyzed the I-STEP test scores of 189 private schools with voucher students that administered the statewide test and had 2011 data for comparison. Its analysis showed that those schools' passing rate for both math and English fell to 85% this year, down from 86% the year before. Indiana lawmakers passed legislation in 2011 giving the state the nation's broadest voucher program. School Choice Indiana Executive Director Lindsey Brown says the group fully expected that some private schools taking on new students would see slight drops in their scores. Eastern Illinois University and its faculty union have reached a tentative labor agreement that will go up for a vote after the faculty returns to campus for the fall semester. The Mattoon Journal-Gazette reports the four-year agreement includes a 1.5% annual salary increase. It also includes a proposal to make the pay scale more uniform for teaching summer classes. Union negotiator Grant Sterling and EIU President William Perry say it's the first time in years that a tentative deal has been reached before the current contract expires. The faculty's current deal expires on August 31st. The proposed contract is scheduled for a faculty vote in late August or early September. The deal would then be presented to the university's Board of Trustees for a September 21st vote. The state of Illinois is on par with a national trend. The state is seeing an uptick in cases of whooping cough. Amanda Vinicky reports.
The medical term is pertussis, but the highly contagious bacterial infection is more commonly called whooping cough.
From the distinctive sound that happens as if kids are coughing and trying to gasp and, you know, for breath.
You may be hearing more of that distinctive sound this year. Dr. Lamar Hasbrook, the director of the Illinois Department of Public Health, says halfway through the year, the state has tracked more than 1,000 cases. He says in 2010, there were just about that many cases the entire year. Babies are vaccinated for pertussis, but Hasbrook says immunity wanes over time. A new Illinois law requires students entering 6th and 9th grades to show their school's proof they've received a booster shot. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Local farmers in central Illinois will be able to team up to offer their produce through a federal grant. Heartland Community College has announced it's received a $99,000 USDA Rural Business Enterprise grant. The school in Normal will set up at least three on-farm food hubs by providing technical assistance to farmers. The hubs will let small farmers aggregate, market, and distribute their crops to larger buyers like schools and hospitals. Catherine Dunlap is Heartland's Associate Director of Heartland's Green Economy Initiative. She says the funds will provide marketing of specialty crop products in 28 central Illinois counties. Specialty crops include fruits and vegetables, such as apples, blueberries, and cucumbers, and culinary spices that are grown in smaller amounts. Dunlap says the objective of this grant is only in the initial stages.
Our ultimate goal is sometime this fall and winter to be holding pre-season meetings between the buyers and the farmers. So because farmers are more likely to grow things if they know they've got a guaranteed market for it, to help identify what products the buyers need and things of that nature.
Dunlap says she hopes to see small farmers scale up their production with the ultimate goal of retaining and creating jobs. The grant application was part of a partnership with the Edible Economy Project, a community-based food system started in 2010 to connect farmers and consumers in the region. A new safety fence is being installed around the grandstand at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield. Illinois Public Radio's Rachel Otwell reports.
The fence is supposed to withstand impacts at speeds of up to 300 miles per hour. At 15 feet tall, it's about double the height of the old fence. Amy Beliefnik is the Illinois State Fair manager. She says the fence costs nearly $50,000, but it's worth it.
We've been very blessed that we've never had an accident before, but doesn't mean that it's not time to reevaluate and make sure that we continue to offer a safe environment for our fairgoers.
Leafnick says the fair could have eventually lost the chance to host some of its motor races if the safety updates were not made. I'm Rachel Otwell.
Zurich Insurance says it's boosting its Chicago workforce by nearly 43%. The commercial property casualty insurance company already has 350 employees in the city. It has more than 2,500 workers at its North American headquarters in Schaumburg. And the lingering drought has turned lawns brown across the two-state region, but it's also beginning to kill some water-starved trees. Indianapolis commercial horticulturalist Courtney Stellhorn tells the Indianapolis Star she's seen mature trees, including 40-year-old white pines and spruces, dying around the city. About 80 teenagers hired by Keep Indianapolis Beautiful to plant trees this year are instead working to keep trees planted in previous years alive by watering them. The teens are watering about 5,000 trees each week in parks and greenways using 500-gallon tanks moved in horse trailers. Keep Indianapolis Beautiful Incorporated President David Forsell calls their work an urgent action to keep threatened trees alive until the drought breaks. In sports, the Chicago Cubs are in Pittsburgh at 6:05 tonight. The Cards host the Dodgers at 7:15. The White Sox are at home to take on the Twins at 7:10. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.